Weź co, wysiądź.
Kolejny jingle. Hello and welcome to Not the Special Edition. It's episode 23. We're the internet's very own geeky podcast that thinks possibly wearing jingly bell hats isn't appropriate for an audio medium. Should we take them off?
I think we should.
Yeah,
really.
Okay, yeah. Right. Cyber. I'm Miles and I'm here with
Kit.
And a very Merry Christmas to anyone listening to this at the time of the year, which isn't Christmas, in which case, happy whatever festive celebration it is then. Or should we just get on with it?
Yeah, I think
welcome
so.
To the show. Okay, recently seen.
I've recently seen, I went to the cinema.
And shit off.
I know, it's very rare for me. Yeah. I went to the cinema and saw Arrival.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry, I just had to think what that was. It's the sci-fi thing.
One of my friends said, go and watch this film without knowing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to do that with, the only thing I saw was a poster, which had the picture of Amy Adams wearing like a space helmet. So the only thing I knew was that it was sci-fi. Other than that, I didn't know anything about it. And it was really good to see something brand new that I knew virtually nothing about. I enjoyed it very much. I don't know how much to say about it because obviously it's very new and I don't want to spoil anything, but it managed to kind of use a few sci-fi tropes to introduce some concepts and then do something completely different that I hadn't really seen anyone doing anything with. Mm-hmm. It was remarkably cliche free, and sort of the main message of the film was sort of positive and thought-provoking. Yeah, very, very nice and very well produced.
Okay, I hear language is important in this film. Is that true?
I have written down that the main things I got off it were language and communication. Uh-huh. Yeah, it are the main themes of the film, I think, which yeah, definitely.
Well, I would very much like to see it. I know it's been lauded critically everywhere.
Yeah, watch it. It's not the best film I've ever seen, but it certainly was very good. And like I say, it was just nice to see something that could have so easily turned into a B-movie and, you know, stayed very much in the sort of cerebral zone.
Aces. I'm glad one of us has been to the cinema. So much I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Haven't seen, this is great podcasting here. I haven't seen Fantastic Beasts, Rogue One, or Doctor Strange still.
See, this time last year, we'd been to the midnight showing of Force Awakens.
I know.
We're all high and stuff.
I am definitely going to watch it next week. Yeah. I don't think there has been, and don't think there can be the same buzz that there could have been for Force Awakens. It's the first time in like two generations there's been a new, genuine, bona fide sequel. This time it's essentially a spin-off stroke prequel. And word is, it's fantastic. Everyone likes it.
I'm looking forward to the fact that there's no pressure for this film.
Yeah.
Know, because it is a spin-off. You know, I'm getting the impression that they kind of can do what they want with it without it necessarily having to fit strictly into the chronology or canon of Star Wars. Even though obviously it will. But you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like that, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And especially the early sequences, you can create who you like without being tethered to Han Solo and whoevs. Yeah, I'm not very much looking forward to it, but I haven't seen it. Soz.
Hello, Miles here. Just cutting in on my own conversation with Kit about a week and a half ago, because one of the benefits of editing very late in the day is that you do actually get to see the films that you haven't at the time of recording. So yes, I've now seen Rogue One, and very briefly, I won't bore you with the details of the plot, but I liked it, but I definitely didn't love it. I felt it sort of ponderous sobriety, the way it has to be to slot into where it is in the canon. It just got in the way of that Star Wars joie de vivre that, you know, The Force Awakens had by the Death Star load. Also, I found off-putting some of the CG in it, which will be clear to you if you've seen it. And there was a few too many dogfights for my liking, from which I've always felt kind of detached because they're not that tactile element of, you know, Jedi on Jedi action. And I wasn't won over by the K2SO robot whatsoever. However, Jones was very good, as was the blind bloke and his mate, whose name I completely forget, and Vader has rarely looked more kick-ass in what little screen time he had. Hope that's not a spoiler. It's a classic kind of 6.5 out of 10 film that I won't actually be in much of a rush to see again. Soz. But it's, you know, it's good, but it's not great. And that's it. Anyway, bye, back to Miles from the past. Woo.
I've seen a bunch of horror.
Okay.
Because
change the channel, Miles.
I know. Oh, God.
No, it's fine.
because I've started writing for Scream Magazine.
Oh, cool.
As well as Horrorville, which is also very brilliant. They're very different horror magazines, so I don't feel I'm cheating on one with the other. At least I hope neither editor sees me doing that. And they wanted me to compile a top 10 of my films. And I've realised I've seen over 10 already, but most of them I hated. So I had to suddenly cram in as many, which I thought I would like, as I did. One I'm not going to talk about now, but I will hopefully record something with Will, is The Greasy Strangler. It's no spoilers to say I hated it. Will loves it. So we're going to have that chat, hopefully on Skype, and insert it.
Interesting.
Maybe here, yeah. I mean, the one thing I will say is dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That theme is prevalent throughout the film. I've seen it just the once, and I can't get that fucking theme out of my head.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we'll cover that another time. Okay, so, caught up finally with Blair Witch.
Oh.
Have you seen The Blair Witch Project?
I have.
You've seen Blair Witch.
Okay.
It's more or less the same thing. What they've done is reduxed it. It's Force Awakens, it's Creed, it's Jurassic World, it's, you know, Mad Max. It's the same repackaging.
Right.
Essentially telling the same story, a little bit bigger, a few more effects. Not actually as effective. I like the ambiguity of the original. This has a little bit less of that. Well, I think maybe they had to, because it's a sequel and you need to ramp it up. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. I don't know what people who haven't watched the first one will make of it, or even if they need to watch the first one, because it more or less repeats those same beats, has the same stories, has virtually the same characters and setup. But it's okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you don't mind me jumping in, that leads
Go for it.
Rather neatly into, if you speak of it, Redux, because I recently watched Tron Legacy.
Oh, get you! Yeah. Okay. You're speaking to a complete Tron virgin.
You've never
seen either.
Oh, right, okay. I assumed you would have seen the first one.
I know, most people do. No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, I'm going to speak just... I can't be bothered to explain it from scratch.
Don't.
From scratch. It's so close to being a remake, but, you know, 30 years later or whatever it was. I very much enjoyed it. One of the best things... The music's done by Daft Punk, and the music is fantastic in it. The score is just amazing. Real sort of pulsating, like, synth pop soundtrack, but it's sort of, the colors are nice, it's nice to watch, it's very well produced. I mean, it is, you know, it's a Disney film, quite saccharine in nature, but very enjoyable. Sort of plays on, takes things from the original, sometimes essentially redoes them, but maybe with a little twist,
right?
You know, so it's about, there's a film about someone being trapped in like a video game world,
right?
And a lot of the shots are done in almost exact symmetry. Which just works really well for that. And you quite rarely see, you know, the camera literally in the middle of the room. Only certain directors do that sort of thing. Yeah, they really kind of convey that quite well. I enjoyed it. It's a bit of fun. It's probably, it's not as good as the original, but it's definitely worth watching. I assumed, I mean, when I heard they were making it, I kind of thought, what's the point? But actually, as I quite often do with stuff which is essentially going to be a remake. But no, they did something worthwhile with it, I think. But yeah, the standout thing for me was definitely the music. Really, really interesting score. And I've been listening to the score independently of it as well.
That's fuck my next question. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so you have. But on, how are you listening to it now? Have you finally succumbed to Spotify?
Yeah, I've got Spotify.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you only bought, I don't know, fucking vinyl or something.
No, I'm not that much of a
hipster.
No, I haven't. I've been listening to it on the Spotify's.
Oh, cool, excellent.
Yeah.
They'll enjoy their 1p per 1,000 plays they'll receive from the royalties of that.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's good. Okay, Tron Legacy. I almost certainly won't watch it. Well, speaking of Disney films, I've just remembered, I saw Moana. I took the kids along to see Moana.
Is that the one with The Rock?
It is the one with The Rock.
Yeah.
I didn't check any previews or reviews before I watched it. I'd only seen the trailer. By jingo, it's fucking excellent.
Is it good?
It's legitimately a brilliant film. It's beautifully animated. It's a really heartwarming, touching story. She's got agency. She doesn't have to fall in love with anyone and doesn't. And she's drawn not like your typical princess. She's a little bit thicker in the arms. It's just wonderful. And the songs, I didn't even know it had songs. Being a Disney film, I should have realised from the off. As soon as they started singing, I thought, oh, fuck this. I can't be bothered with the singing. Really good. It's cracking. They've got one of the... I think the songs are co-written by, is it Jermaine Clement of
Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah, he's a pretty bloody good musician. He also voices one of the characters in it. Is it a crab, I think? Really good song, that. And it's terrific fun. It's great. It made me so happy at the end of it. It's just a heartwarming, lovely, lovely tale. And then I got back and I looked at all the reviews and like, oh, thank God I haven't just been taken in by the Disney saccharine machine. Yeah, everyone agrees with me. It's great.
Oh, that's good.
So, Moana, Moana.
I love it when my views are validated by anonymous people on the internet.
Yeah, well, it's like the Polynesian Frozen, if you like.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Go on, and you got something else?
I watched Frank.
Oh, hang on. Have you not seen it before?
No. You told me to watch it twice.
Yeah, and me and Darren.
Yeah.
Come on, why didn't you see Frank before?
I've just seen it now.
It's way too late now.
Okay.
What did you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
I want to kiss it.
Absolutely amazing. Mm. Really, yeah, it's like, it's a hug in film form. No, it's brilliant. It's really well done. I've never seen that opening sequence where he's sort of trying to write a song.
Isn't that great?
I've never seen a film articulate the crystallisation of a songwriting process. You know, like, it was just brilliant.
Oh,
the way it comes together in little bits.
Yeah.
And you know, even things which in other films I would find annoying, they seem to do really well. Like his use of the Twitter, like the hashtags and that, like they show what he's putting up and that, and it's sort of, you know, he's like crying out to the world, and then they sort of diminish as he's finding his way. Oh, it's just brilliant.
Really good.
And it's got all the things about, you know, I love stories about people joining bands that are a bit weird and that, it's just fantastic. The scene where, you know, Fassbender says, would it help if I, you know, tell you that I've got a broad smile under the it's just good.
And isn't he good at the singing the song at the end?
I think
terrific. Great fun. Well, I'm glad you liked it. Hooray, finally. Confession, I am not a serial killer.
Oh, good.
No, I'm not. It's a film. It's out now, and I've just seen it. It's cracking. It stars Max Records, not a music label. It's a person. And Christopher Lloyd, great Scott.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I'm not a serial killer. Sort of a horror, sort of a thriller, sort of a lo-fi, kind of, not quite indie, but it's got that sort of angular vibe. A bit like Let the Right One In, a little bit Donnie Darko, people have been comparing it to. I don't think it's quite as Donnie Darko as people have been saying.
Mm.
But it does have that lovely underplayed, sort of hard to love in a certain way. It basically, setup is, he's a sociopath. He literally is. He's a teenage lad in school in America. It's a snowy town, and he's been told by his counsellor, is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Having never had a counsellor, perhaps I should. I don't know. I missed that boat. He has all the traits and qualities of a sociopath, but he's trying to resist those urges and treat people as if they should be treated rather than how he wants to treat them, which is as of machines and things he doesn't like and objects. Yeah. But meanwhile, there is a serial killer on the loose in town, and he's fascinated by serial killers, and he sort of follows the clues and that path and wants to sort of solve it himself. It's a really sweet, beautiful, which is a strange thing to say about a horror film that includes scenes of someone having their body parts removed.
Oh.
But it's really very sweet. I really like it. As I said, he's hard to like, and I like that about it, in that they haven't portrayed him as entirely sympathetic. It reminded me, strangely enough, of Mouse, the graphic novel, where Art Spiegelman, he's very honest about his dad's dislikable qualities, but I think it makes him a more rounded person in total. But anyway, I'm Not a Serial Killer, one of my films of the year. It's so far, possibly, very, very good.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Okay.
Well, I'm very quickly going to do Hush and Don't Breathe.
Okay.
Typical, you wait 38 years for a home invasion thriller featuring sense-deprived victims, and two come along at once. Yeah. Hush, which debuted on Netflix, and Don't Breathe, which was out, I think, just a couple of weeks ago or so. Yeah, as I said, one features a deaf woman, the other one features a blind man.
Mm.
So all the bases covered. Hush is terrific. I've just said that about Serial Killer being one of my favourite films. Hush pips it. Really tightly knitted, fantastically played, wonderful. It's absolutely terrific. It I didn't expect much when I said, when I went into it, so perhaps I have my expectations lowered, but wow.
Yeah,
okay. Genuinely, I was waving a flag for it by the end.
Oh, brilliant. It
was really terrific. And Don't Breathe, a little bit more grimy, I think plays to the audience a bit more, but that was also really good too.
Yeah, I didn't, I hadn't heard about Hush, but I saw the adverts for Don't Breathe. It reminded me of the end sequence of Silence of the Lambs where she's got the night vision goggles on and that.
Yeah.
But it looks like that's just for the audience's benefit in that film.
It is, yeah. And I thought there was something wrong with the screen when I was watching it.
Oh, right.
Because I was definitely watching it at the cinema. I was on the iPad, I was on the stream site. Sorry, but I did look legitimately pay for it, but it's not out yet. I'll buy it when it's out, okay? To rip up and take that bit out. Anyway, I subscribe to Netflix. I watch Hush, you know, legitimately. Well, that's that. And I think a subject in which you are interested, let's just talk generally about the three films I've seen recently of Nicholas Winding Refn.
Yes, right. Okay.
Okay, so brilliant. Drive, finally seen it.
Yes.
Loved it.
Good. Excellent.
Good.
I'm pleased.
It is a good story, well told, nice and simply. I do like Ryan
Gosling.
No, Ryan Gosling, yes. He's an odd one, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's peculiar, and there's a lot of space left to him, like, cinematically, because, of course, he doesn't say much.
No.
He's largely dialogue-free, and you have to get everything from his... And he looks slightly wooden, but there's not. There's a lot going on more behind him. Yeah, I really like him. I loved Drive. It's a shame, then, that I think his films have... I think he is a victim of his own self-indulgence, that's Nicholas Winding Refn.
Yeah.
Because they've become slightly less interesting to me as they've gone on. Like, Only God Forgives, which I liked, but I had problems with its pacing, problems with certain scenes. Okay. And then I've just watched The Neon Demon.
Right.
Which, again, I liked, but I think it's even more so. It's very much like a David Lynch film. Well, it's a bit like...
Inland Empire.
It's not like that, but it has that sort of flavour, especially because it's set in LA,
yeah.
And it's in the model scene. It's about, you know, supermodels, and they're all just cynically horrendous to one another, and it's neon, and it's sun-drenched, and there's lots of dialogue-free peculiarity about it, which I'm sure you will adore.
I was going to say.
It gets right on my penis, and not in a good way.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching that film imminently, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll get back to you when I've watched it, but yeah.
Oh, I liked it. It's at the middle, I think, really does sag.
Oh, really?
And it picks up again towards the end. And it throws... Well, I'm not going to say anything, actually, because I don't want you to know anything about it.
All right.
But anyway, I will say, though, Keanu Reeves is excellent in it.
Oh, okay.
And that's really unexpected.
Yeah.
Really, he's terrific. He's a real force of a character.
I wasn't aware that he was in it.
No, there you go. It's not like you wouldn't recognise him, you recognise him. But,
yeah.
But actually, he plays it so well, if you didn't really know much about him, like, I don't think my wife would not recognise that was Keanu Reeves. But then, to be honest, you couldn't fucking point him out in Field of Farmers. But anyway, but also, there is on Prime a documentary made, I think, by his wife called Directing Nicholas Winding Refn. And it's the story of when he made Only God Forgives.
Okay.
When they were in...
Bangkok.
Bangkok. And they rented an apartment on the 42nd floor, because you want to be there. His daughter at one point climbs over the railings to retrieve, I think, a hat. His, like, 8-year-old daughter. And he finds out later, and he's obviously terrified. Actually, that film, that documentary, made me like him a whole lot more.
Oh, really?
Because you can... Although you can see his anxieties about wanting to make a film that people like, but also... not being restrained by that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to sort of give in to those urges. And he really does. He gets very anxious about how people are going to find his films. But with a sort of a nice tint of self-reflection and self-deprecation as well. And Ryan Gosling's in it as well.
Oh, is he?
Being just a much more humane and characterful person than he is on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he's actually got a great sense of humour. And it's a fascinating documentary. I'd like, if you can watch it, that'd be great. It's on Prime. Yeah, we've gone Prime.
No.
And I can't give my login because
no.
You might buy things.
And get them sent to your house.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Okay. But that's very good. And that did make me like him a little bit more.
I watched Lost Highway.
That's me trying to do the Bowie track in the beginning.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
Yay!
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It scared me.
Good.
Yeah, a healthy dose of fear, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it just becomes someone else's narrative. about 45 minutes in.
Isn't it strange?
Yeah, it's very strange. But that character, that sort of Iago-esque figure, what's going on with him? It's creepy, really, really odd. And the way, it does sort of, it ties up at the end, but not in a way that's like, oh, that explains everything.
And it feels like almost like a barefaced insult. It's like, well, that story I was just caring about, where's it gone? Where's the bloke? What? Hang on, who's this? And then it's... Is it Chris? Who is it? Who's the garage mechanic bloke? It's him suddenly. That's amazing. And then suddenly you're caught up in him. Not Gene Hackman. Who is it? Gene Hackman? No, it's not.
Robert Loggia.
Robert, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's sort of like a cut price Gene Hackman.
Is it Robert Loggia?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, is that how you say it?
Loggia, I think.
Yeah. Oh, right. I always thought it was Loggia.
I think it's Loggia, but I'm not sure.
I like Loggia.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I loved the music, the photography in it, fantastic, all the stuff I love. Those scenes of, like, the footage on the VHS tapes of them, you know, being inside their house, fucking creepy as anything. No, really terrifying. Mm. But then there was not too much of that, and then it turned into something else. So, I'm very impressed. Very much enjoyed it. Mm. Also, on the Blu-ray, there was a selection of David Lynch short films.
I never got around to watching.
Yeah,
those. I watched. Can't borrow my DVD and my Blu-ray. And didn't look back. No. Yeah, I'm kidding. I've had your DVDs for literally a year.
Yeah, it's about a year, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
The first one I watched, I thought was excellent. I thought he managed to sort of. There was one. First one was about 8 minutes long, and it managed to conjure up a sense of menace and discomfort instantly, which I thought was very impressive to be able to do that. And then one of the other ones, short films, was, I said it's a short film, it was actually close to half an hour long, and it was just David Lynch like doing like arts and crafts in his house. And I thought, what is the point of this? So, but we're not talking about that.
I'm so glad you spent your life watching that, so I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't know. I was watching it whilst doing something else. So but yeah, the actual film itself, brilliant. Add it to the list of great David
Lynch. I was about to ask, where does it stand in your pantheon?
I would say, I'm not counting Twin Peaks as part of this because I do, but in terms of just his feature films, Blue Velvet is still my favourite. Now, I would probably now rate this as my second favourite.
Oh my god, really?
I really enjoyed it, yeah. I mean, that might change over time, but very impressed.
Well, the Mulholland Drive. The Mulholland Doctor. That's what I'm calling it.
Mulholland Drive is excellent. It's so difficult to... You can't, like... I don't even really want to put them in...
Is it like Favourite Children?
Yeah, of which I have none.
No. You don't like any of your kids, Jesus.
Which of your children is your favourite?
Oh, definitely Elijah. No, not really. It's the quiz.
Okay, quiz.
For which some editing will be needed.
Okay.
Would you like to tell the listeners what I've just handed you?
Why have you handed me a saucepan?
Have you ever played the saucepan game?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, first of all, you just need to remove your trousers. Not a joke. No. Okay. So, I don't know, it might be called the hat game, it might be called the describing things out to each other game, what we've picked out of a saucepan. I don't know why I've given us two sort of saucepan each.
We only need one.
I think we do, yeah, we do only need one.
Because you brought like one in each, for some reason I assumed we were going to put them on our heads.
They won't fit, they're quite small.
Yeah, it would look like a fez, you know, like Tommy Cooper.
Please don't put that on. I cooked beans in there.
I didn't actually put it on my head.
Right, what we're going to do is... Right. It's sort of like the saucepan game. There's only two of us. We can't really play it in teams or out.
Okay.
It's where we write down the names of, like... Normally you do people. We're going to do Christmas films.
Right.
Because it is Christmas.
Okay.
And fold it out, put it in there, and then... We'll take turns drawing them out, describing the films to each other, have to guess what they are.
Okay.
Okay. Do, I don't know, 10 or 20 or something.
All right.
Or as many as you can.
What if we duplicate?
Does it matter? Fine. That's fine. Doesn't matter.
Why are you laughing?
So I'm trying to imagine how you might say this. All right.
Fucking hell, that's an evil laugh you got, aren't you?
Um. That's what I have to do.
Why are you laughing so much?
Right. Oh, that was pretty well ripped. Okay, so normally this is played in teams, and the two people operating in the team are helping each other to win against another team. There's only us two, we don't have any other friends.
Okay.
So we're going to try and help each other, right?
All right.
I don't really know how it's going to work, score-wise. Let's just play for keeps. Happens? Yeah.
If you guess it, you get a point. Surely.
All right.
No, okay. Wait. No.
The other person's putting the effort in.
Yeah, yeah. If you manage to guess it, the other person gets a point.
Yeah, but then I could be a dick and not get any of them, wouldn't I?
Just say.
Right? There's no competitive element to this game, is there?
No. Just the fun will be in like us realising what it is. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So this is a game with no competitive element.
Right. I'm picking one out.
Okay. Right. And go.
They're not human. But they're having
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna buy the toy and running around. Do it.
No.
Do it.
What's that called? Kindergarten Cop. No. Last Action Hero. No. It's
not a toy.
He's getting a man. Yeah, but what's the film called?
It's called... You need to tell me that. Come on.
Jingle all the way.
Yes. Well done. Okay.
Okay. Santa's coming. I know him.
Oh, Elf.
Yeah.
They're not human.
Muppet Christmas.
Hey, okay.
Yeah. A guy who drinks a lot and has led.
Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on a road. Not a road. It's something that happens out of the ordinary. It's amazing. And it's about Father Christmas.
Snowman.
No.
It
had... Oh, anyway. The bloke that narrates Planet Earth 2, his brother was in this, playing the main character.
Miracle on 34th
Yes! Go.
It's Tom and Jerry, but with real people.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, David Lister's favourite film.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Battle, Tattle...
Brazil!
Yeah.
Yay. Okay.
Is this the one?
Right. A red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah, Rudolph.
he munches something you might make in this.
Eggs.
No.
Pasta.
No.
No. Munches.
This being the saucepan, by the way, for the benefit of the listeners.
Munches something.
When you munch, you're digesting, you're...
Eating.
Yes. So
Rudolph eats.
Yes, right. What you might make in there? A tin of
beans.
Yes, Rudolph eats the beans.
Okay. I literally don't know what that is.
I made it up.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's not fun. Okay, right.
It is. It's a curveball.
I'm just gonna accept you for what you are.
This Christmas.
Rudolph!
Rudolph eats the beans.
Halloween Town.
Haddonfield.
No, Halloween Town, and they're having the thing.
Let's still have a.
You know.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Yes. John McClane.
Die Hard.
Yay.
It's like Tom and Jerry, but with real people.
Home Alone!
La 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 la.
Gremlins.
La, la.
Yes.
A guy has to fulfil the duties of.
Father oh fuck! What's that? It's in Tim Allen, isn't
Father
it?
Father Christmas.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
Why can I not describe this? Well done, guys! You did it. The best coffee in the world. Good job, everyone.
Well, no, I don't know.
Oh, come on!
Don't know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's a classic line. Oh, brilliant. It's one of my favourite lines. Okay, Santa Claus is here. I know him.
Elf.
Yay, well done.
There's a sleigh in New York and a little girl.
Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah.
Yes. there's a Ghostbuster. He's grumpy and then he gets sent three people and then he's not grumpy anymore.
Ghostbusters.
But he's not Ghostbuster.
Oh.
It's a Ghostbuster. Like the main
Groundhog
one.
Day.
No.
No. wait, Scrooge.
Yay, what up?
I want to lick your pretty pink.
Oh, Black Christmas. Yeah. It's Tom and Jerry People, but it's like the one with Donald Trump in, sadly.
Home Alone 3?
No.
2?
Yes.
Is he in 2?
He's in 2. He's in
I've
the
never
hotel.
Noticed.
Yeah. No.
Okay. That's bad. I probably will notice next time, obviously, because of the bad thing. We're walking in the air.
What's Snowman? Dave, this is favourite film.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Hey!
There's a TV advert and someone's and an old woman watches it and she's so scared.
Scrooge!
Yeah.
Yes. I've said part of the name in it. It's a bit wrong, you can't say that.
It's a bad time, isn't
it? Yeah.
I don't know what happens in this film.
What?
I don't know. I'm going to have to do it as like something else.
Yeah.
Father Christmas.
Yeah.
In film form.
What?
Father Christmas.
In film form.
Father Christmas on film is the only way. I don't know anything about this film, so I'm just playing around with the title. Christmas.
Santa.
In film. What's another word for a film?
Movie. Santa movie. The Santa movie.
You fucking wrote this down like 2 minutes ago.
I don't even know what it is.
Father Christmas.
Santa the movie. Oh, Santa Claus the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. It's got Dudley Moore in it. Come on.
I haven't seen it.
If you wish someone a very good Christmas, but you're wishing it to be a bit hot and racy. Oh, it's Have a Sexy Christmas. I made it up.
Stop doing one so far.
This Yuletide, have a sexy Christmas.
Oh, Santa! It's not Four Weddings and a Funeral or
Love Actually.
The Boat That Rocked. Yes.
Yeah. The Boat That Rocked. I don't like that film.
Yeah, well, it's not either of those films.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's it.
We're done.
Hooray!
Wait, how many do we get?
Well, we basically got the same amount, didn't we?
Yes! Yeah, we did.
That's how it works.
Hooray! Fun enjoyment was happening.
I'm declaring myself the winner because you made stuff up.
Have a sexy Christmas!
What's that?
It's off the Full Monty.
It's
like
you can leave your hat on.
Get the dicks out.
Yeah. That's the whole of that film.
Can't wait to see their dicks.
Oh, are they going to show dicks? They don't show dicks.
Not a single bell end to be seen in that. What a disappointment.
A film in which the climax, the final scene, is a shot of a dick is Boogie Nights.
Is that literally the last shot? I know he gets it out in the mirror, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's the last shot of the film.
Out. All right. I've seen Matt Smith's dick.
Why?
Why haven't you? I mean, he is possibly my least favourite doctor, but I've got to be honest, his wang does impress me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Yeah,
at least in a flaccid state. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It might shrink. Who knows?
I doubt it, but, you know. Why have you seen it?
I don't know. Why has anyone seen anything? It's the question you need to
ask. All right, in what context have you seen it?
It was a selfie he did with him and, like, a girlfriend at the time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, as if that explains it.
Well, I was just wondering that because, like...
He didn't come around and rub it in my face.
Speaking of doctors whose penis you might have seen,
yeah.
You know, David Tennant did a play where... He was naked on stage.
Did he?
Yeah.
I know old Harry Potter did.
Yeah, he did Equus correctly. After...
Do you get your dick out for money? I'm not about to thrust a tenner in your face and pound that very action.
Show me the money.
Would you? No, if it was part of the performance.
For money?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you'd hope you get paid.
It depends on what context.
So if it was a theatre and no one was obviously allowed to take photos, they're not supposed to, they will though.
No, you can't take photos in a theatre.
I know, but they will.
No, they won't.
Flash them. Yeah,
they might get thrown out and they'd be scared of that.
Big shit, they've still got it. And if they've uploaded it already to the cloud before the fucking security gets you, you've got a lovely bit of, you know, kit prick on your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, not me, obviously.
Yeah. I'd probably say, yeah, I mean, who even cares anymore?
Yeah. It's just a flapper skin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever. Wang it out. So 2016.
I know you would.
Oh yeah, toast man.
Yeah.
As long as I had sufficient time which to prepare it myself. You know?
Yeah.
Gotta get grooming. So 2016, it's taken some of our most it's taken our life, it's taken some of our most inventively, artistically creative, amazing people and given us one of humanity's very worst people to lead one of the most powerful countries in the world.
We're currently selling a book in the shop called Fuck You 2016.
Right.
Which is about all that stuff.
Right, good. Yeah. Concur. So 2017, let's look ahead instead. So what are we looking forward to in 2017? Have you thought about anything like I asked you to or not?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, you're just going to have to concur with everything I said.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, Spider-Man Homecoming, for which the full trailer was just released, and very much fun it looks too. It just looks like a good Marvel romp, but... Well, only with a sort of Marvel chaperone, really, isn't it? Because it's actually still under Sony. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Do you know who's directing it?
No.
John Watts. Do you know what he directed?
I don't.
Clown.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that could be interesting.
Isn't that weird? I had no idea. I just looked up today. I was like, oh, okay, fine. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, that could be good.
Mm. He's got the old webbing under the armpits.
Oh, really?
Which I never really liked in the comic that much. I just thought it looked like he had manky armpits.
Yeah. Sam Raimi came from... Mm-hmm. That's interesting that they've gone for another
horror director. Horror director. What did... Who's the... Is Mark Webb, wasn't it, who did the other two? I don't know what he did outside of those two films. Right. Not a clue. What you got?
Blade Runner 2049. Yeah, I don't know whether to be... Obviously, it's one of those things I have such reverence for... Blade Runner. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, I will watch it, but yeah, with bated breath. Anything along those sorts of lines, you worry slightly about, but I'm sure you know if they handle it well.
I mean, it's Ridley Scott going back to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're two of the only five people who liked Prometheus, so I don't know if I have high hopes or not. I think Blade Runner was such a great one-off. I don't see how they're going to continue. Is it a continuation of the same story, or is it just the same universe? I literally don't know.
I'm assuming it's a continuation much later on, hence right. Because Harrison Ford is in it.
He is, and playing, obviously, Deckard.
Yeah. So, I'm assuming it must be like, you know, well, a further story years later.
Right.
But I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know if they're going to take any elements of the, you know, the book source material or whether it's so we'll see. So now I'm just thinking about the Blade Runner soundtrack, which is
isn't it amazing?
It's probably my favourite soundtrack album of all time. Do you know what? It's one of my favourite albums of all time, soundtrack or no soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's wonderful. It's very sleazy. I mean sometimes I've got it on and Lisa's like, why are you listening to porn music? It's like, A, you clearly don't watch porn anymore. And B,
there's a track in the middle with like a saxophone.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it?
It's always that she walked in on.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a bit Doctor Who next series.
Oh, okay.
Probably Capaldi's last, we're all guessing, because he's soon to be knocking on the door of 60. He's got his new companion, Pearl Mackey, playing Bill. Him, I'm not especially interested. I watched that sort of one-off scene with her. They introduced her. Meh, whatever.
Meh.
I don't know. I think it might be going back to its, which is a weird thing to say, it's now traditional slot of Easter rather than autumn. Which I think it just suits autumn better, but I think they were hammering their ratings by X Factor and whatnot. I just don't think it would help them. So
I prefer it earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Just for me, I'd prefer it to be dark outside, but hey, you know, I'm 38, so it shouldn't really matter. I'm sort of looking forward to it, sort of thinking, let's at least get Stephen Moffat's last series over with and see what Chris Chibnall does with it. I always want to call him Chinball because that's what everyone calls him. I don't know with Doctor Who anymore. I'm not feeling it. It's a shame.
That's what
it is. And I love Capaldi. I honestly don't think he's gone down particularly well in a wider public sense. That's just a feeling I have. I think a lot of people still probably consider Matt Smith to be the current model.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really don't think he's... I just don't think he is. I don't think it's a big... enough thing in it. Maybe it's just become entrenched in popular culture now. It's just that's Doctor Who, it's wallpaper telly, it's on all the time. That's how people see it. I just don't think it feels special anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe I've changed. and also TV series I'm looking forward to next year, Iron Fist, which is the next Defenders series from Netflix. So, you know, after Jessica Jones and Daredevil and Luke Cage, yeah, Iron Fist, the next one. A character about whom I know more or less nothing.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't.
No. It will be a quality series regardless, I think.
Bigger releases, Star Wars Episode 8.
What's that?
It's a little known sort of this cult sci-fi thing. It was popular in the 70s. Not many people know about it.
No, I mean, I was born in the 70s, so...
So you wouldn't have watched it then.
No.
No.
Sounds like it was fun.
Saved in the edit.
Yeah, so we all here. Yeah, I am obviously looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Too. Very much so.
I'm looking forward to Mark Hamill maybe this time justifiably getting his name really high up on the credits.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to a great participation level from him. Yeah, I love him. I just hope he does the Joker voice.
He's not going to.
No, we just want him to.
Do you know, I once saw an interview, I can't remember who it was. It was someone was interviewing Mark Hamill and they made him do a conversation between Luke Skywalker and the Joker with him doing the two. And he's like, I genuinely don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. But he pulled it off. It was all right. Like,
that's amazing. Yeah. And it would be so good to just see him be Luke Skywalker, but be 30 years older.
Yeah,
it's so weird. I mean, obviously we've seen him, but we've not heard a single utterance of breath. That's great.
Gotta say, like, that final shot of episode 7, got a strong look, that beard, like, it was
The skinny little robot hand too.
Yeah,
great.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, very good, well recognised. The thing is, right, it's supposed to be ki-ki-ki ma-ma-ma, because it's Kill Her Mummy, that's written.
Oh, right, mama. Okay.
But it just sounds like choo-choo. It always does.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, shall I say what I said? Yeah, Friday the 13th, there is yet again another attempt to get the franchise off the ground next year, and call me a massive fool, but I am really looking forward to it, because I adore the franchise. I just hope they do it right. If they can't make it scary, which I just don't know if it's possible with Jason Voorhees anymore, he's too pop culture, he's too pop icon, I don't know, how do you make a hockey masked killer scary? And that sounds silly, but in terms of films, I don't know if you can. For
too well known, isn't it?
It is. So I think they go like the Hatchet route, the sort of big over the top, rubbery, prosthetics. Be as outlandish and stupid and fun and popcorny and as roller coastery as you can. I really want them to do that, please. Although I know they're talking about like having stuff about his early life with his mum and possibly having his dad involved as well. It's like, I don't think people are interested in the backstory. They just want to see a slaying.
There's too many films which are just exposition for the rest of the franchise, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's what John Carpenter, it's what Rob Zombie did for the Halloween remake, which was go into Michael's backstory, see him as a young kid, see him at a centre for people who are maladjusted. No one's interested in that. They just want to see the shape. They just want to see him go out there, slaughter some kids for no reason. That's basically what we see with Jason Voorhees. Anyway, I am still looking forward to it and holding out hope, so please don't fail me. I can't remember who it's with now. Is it Blumhouse?
Lego Batman movie.
That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah. I thought of it in the bedroom. I thought, I must write that down. Well done you. Yes.
Yeah, I've got no doubt that it will be a joyous experience.
Yes.
Yeah. They're doing two. There's two Lego movies coming out next year. They're also doing the Lego Ninjago movie.
Oh, right, yes.
I don't really know what that is. I'm aware of it as a thing.
I've watched it with the kids.
Yeah.
It's a bit Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they're not they're not turtles.
Right, okay. But yeah, Lego Batman movie is where it's at.
Right.
We're on it. Here we come.
Absolutely. I kind of wish they'd stop doing all the trailers, because I've seen the very same trailers lots of times, and it's kind of killing some of the jokes for me.
Okay.
And they're revealing more and more in each one. But there's still, another hour and a half to go from the 3 minutes they've cut, so... Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. You're right. It's probably going to be the best Batman movie in at least 5 or 6 years. So, maybe ever. Who knows?
It must be great to be Batman.
Batman, we love you!
Thank you. I'm blushing super hard under the mask.
Batman!
Drago.
Thanks, Batman!
Yeah.
I can only imagine he's going home right now. Party the night away. Surrounded by friends and lady activewear models.
Hey, computer. I'm home.
Dum dum.
Dum.
Tim
Peake. Yay, dum dum.
Okay.
Yeah, series 3. Isn't that a weird thing to say?
I know.
Yeah. Lynch and Frost back on the scene. It's going to be on... Showtime, that's
Showtime.
It.
Showtime.
Yeah, and then Skylantic over here, so...
I'm so excited.
It's just mad. What's going to happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have zero idea. I think there's going to be a female lead looking into a box received by the FBI, and there's lots of things about a case. Okay. I think that's all we know.
I mean, Obviously, the main thing I'm hoping for is some sort of resolution from the cliffhanger that they, they ended on.
How is Annie? Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Coops? I mean, Coops is back in it.
Yeah. I don't know what to think. I'm so hope it's good. If it's not, it won't sully the reputation of Twin Peaks for me.
No, you're right.
I think I'm expecting it to be good because I don't think David Lynch is a kind of cash-in guy.
Well, we've seen that with his recent film output. You're right. No, yeah. If there's one thing he does not chase, it's the public vote.
Yeah.
So Twin Peaks, God knows what will happen. I think they're looking at a sort of, I know they did say earlier, and then they changed it to sort of a bit like, I think it's early summer it's going to be.
Right, so okay.
Let's look forward to that. I don't think it'll be particularly long. I've just got it in my head for some reason. I don't think it'll be like 22 episodes. I reckon it'll only be about 10 or 12. This television's so much more expensive to produce than previously it was.
Yeah, I would think it's probably going to be a case of less is more.
Although the cast list, I think, is massive.
Yeah, well, so everyone wants to be in it, don't they?
Yeah,
it's the greatest TV programme of that era.
Do you reckon if he was still alive, Barry would have been in it?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a loss. I mean, that's not the saddest loss of his passing, but... Okay, anything else?
I am actually quite looking forward to see what they do with Ghost in the Shell. I'm a big fan of the original, although I haven't seen all the... I've just seen like the main movie of it. I'm aware that there's an extra series and some other bits and bobs and that. But yeah, Ghost in the Shell, really difficult to understand. I'm one of those people that will claim to like Japanese animated cinema, but then pretty much has only watched Akira and Ghost in the Shell. But anyway, yeah, I really like it. Don't understand it. Be really interested to see what they do with it. A lot of people have been talking about whether it should have been Scarlett Johansson in the role, but yeah, I don't think that that will detract from whether or not it's a good film. But yeah, I'm
well handled.
Thank you. I mean, I'm very interested to see what the live action version.
I had to explain it because I didn't get it. I tried watching it once.
I don't understand it.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't worry about that.
Well, I can't carry on if I don't get it.
Oh.
No.
It's tricky.
I know. That's why I like, wrestling and Red Dwarf, Pretty safe on those grounds. Speaking of actually, Red Dwarf 12 next year, sort of looking forward to that. It'll be alright. It'll just be comfort telly. A bit funny, okay. A bit cheesy and shit in some places. Much like Series 11, which was filmed at the same time.
Mm.
And Game of Thrones Series 7.
Yeah.
Winter's come. That's why they're filming it later. That's why it's going to be on later. It's not going to be in its traditional Easter slot. It's going to be around summer. And there's going to be a load of battles and misery. Bring it on.
Well, you sort of seem to change your opinion of Series 6 from the start to the end of it. So.
Yeah, it started a bit, and then by the end it was like, yes!
Yeah.
Fucking tattoo my balls with the insignia of the show. This is the best thing I've ever fucking seen!
I'm currently working my way through Series 4.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, yeah, I quite like 4. 5 was the one I really didn't like, so good luck with that. I fucking survived from the misery of that. You can too.
All right.
You'll probably love it, because we seem to have different opinions. It's weird. And wrong.
We've got different opinions about things. What's that all about? Yeah. Anything else?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love the first. It was just such stupid, joyous fun. And I'm hoping that they bring it again with the second one. Although Karen Gillan's in it again, and I don't really like her. Sorry. Oh. I wish she was all right in it, as long as they keep it roughly the same.
The only other thing, I don't know whether to... There's two Stephen King adaptations coming out next year. There's the Dark Tower.
Okay.
And they're doing another remake of It.
Yes. Oh, sorry, I forgot about that. I wrote a thing about that.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know what... I'm a big fan of Stephen King, so, and I haven't actually finished reading the Dark Tower series, so I don't know whether that might be one to avoid for me. It is a good book. The mini-series that they made ages ago about it was not very good. We'll see.
Well, I mean, let's put it that way. How closely was Stephen King involved in that mini-series?
I think reasonably closely.
Right, but that's why it's rubbish.
He can't do adaptations of his own stuff.
No, as long as he's kept firmly off any television or film adaptations, generally you're going to get a better product.
He hates The Shining, doesn't he?
He hates The Shining.
Yeah.
He likes his version with, as we've discussed, Stephen Webber with Polo Mallet. But yeah, also, I mean, he was fairly heavily involved in that Cell that I watched earlier this year, which was just dreary as muddy fuck. And also, well, anything. I mean, yeah, is it Maximum Overdrive? I mean, that's a load of old honking shit. I mean, come on! So, yeah, and this new It, with which he has very little influence. In fact, it went through a bit of a production crisis. I know they've changed director, they've changed the star. Is it Skarsgård?
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice. He's only like 26 or something. And the person he replaced was, oh, someone well known as well. Can't remember, but he was also a young'un.
So. Oh, is it? Hang on there. Is it Alexander Skarsgård? That's in it then.
Oh, I don't know.
Stellan Skarsgård's well.
He's the old guy, yeah. Isn't he? Yeah, no, not him. Yeah, sorry, he's out of Marvel and that, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's a foreign chap.
Okay.
Yeah, so him. Stellan Skarsgård. What the hell's wrong with me? Look it up.
I think it is Alexander Skarsgård.
Well, you say that. Bill Skarsgård.
Oh.
Bill.
Okay, you're right.
Of the Bill dynasty.
Yeah, I don't think they
Well, they're all called Bill.
Bill, 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 Bill,
And that's 2017, really. I can't think of anything else. For God's sake, don't murder anyone.
Yeah, don't do that.
And if you do, obviously just melt them with lime. Is that how you do it? I don't really know.
I don't know. Like, what do they do in Breaking Bad? They put them in a barrel and, like, poured stuff on it. Don't do it.
Yeah, that worked out really well for those guys. That's how I seem to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't kill anyone. And keep listening to our podcast. Thank you ever so much for doing so. And we are available on @NotSpecialPod. That's on the Twitters. If you're on Facebook, it's just find us on Facebook, Not the Special Edition. If you want to email us, you're never going to, so I'm not even going to give you it. I could give you Kit's phone number, which is 07529 727 322.
Is that your phone number?
I don't know whose that is. Ring it and find out. Bye. Mwah. Hang on.
Yay.